Perhaps a mashup of the books Feed and Project Runway. There's a new young adult debut novel questioning our society's obsession with youth and the cult-like mentality of consumerism, fame, and fashion. Material Girls by Elaine Demopoulos depicts an original future where the entertainment industry reigns supreme and teens are the gatekeepers of culture. The title of the novel is Material Girls. It is published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, and we welcome Elaine Demopoulos to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Hi, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Very nice to have you here. How did you come to this idea?
There were sort of many sources, but I'll name just a couple. There was my personal experience following fashion trends, sort of looking at fashion magazines in my teens and 20s, and I had this experience reading Harper's Bazaar. The last page every month was a list of what's in and what's out, and every single month something that I was currently wearing was out. So I just sort of became interested in this idea of kind of the forced obsolescence of trends and the way we can just say, all right, we're no longer wearing this, and then I started asking the question, what becomes of our clothes once we discard them? And so some of the research from the novel stemmed from there. Kind of at the same time, I was teaching at a girls' school, and I noticed that the gulf between sort of adult fashion and kid fashion had narrowed. So, for example, if you showed me, you know, a shirt or a pair of jeans, I wouldn't have been able to tell you whether they belonged to the mom or daughter. And this was just, I think this was a phenomenon not just at the school, but sort of everywhere. And I thought about that, and I thought about how different that was, at least in perception from my own childhood when I felt that there was a greater divide between what adults wore and what kids were wearing. So that got me sort of thinking about, what about a world where kids kind of officially were hired to dictate trends in industries like fashion? And also in the book, there's industries like pop music and film and television, where they are really kind of the trendsetters. And the book grew from there.
In looking at these issues, and how much of it do you want your audience, a young adult audience, to kind of think beyond the obvious of, okay, here is what the culture tells us to do, and to think just a little bit further about what the ramifications of that can be?
Sure. I'm not condemning fashion. I think fashion is a lot of fun. I enjoy, you know, shopping at times and buying a new dress. But there's the flip side of it where we've gotten, I just feel like we have this aggressive consumer culture in our country and in our world right now. We discard 70 pounds of clothing per person per year in the United States. So it's a huge number, and only about 15% of that 14 million tons of clothing ends up being recycled, and the rest is burned or put in landfills. So that's the sort of flip side that no one really wants to think about, because it's an uncomfortable truth. It's not pleasant to think about that much waste. But I think there's two levels here. There's sort of corporate responsibility, and then there's what we can do, you know, we as teen readers, we as kind of the culture, you know, looking at our own closets, looking at our shopping habits, not, you know, wearing absolutely nothing. And although there is a character in the book who really is that radical, so I had fun writing her. But just balance, living with balance and a greater awareness, I think, of what happens to clothes.
So we meet Marla Klein. She's 16 years old, and she has been employed by this design house to really dictate how hot new clothing trends should work, right? Of what the future can be. And then we meet Ivy Wild, who is the teen pop star, who is the one whose job is to go out and make everybody want the stuff.
Exactly. So I sort of wanted, I want at the beginning of the novel for these to seem like dream jobs. You know, imagine sitting on a bench, kind of like the Supreme Court, you know, and you're 16 years old, and your benchmates, your fellow judges are all 16, and you get to decide, you know, these trends are wheeled in before you, and you say, yes, no, that one's going to be mass produced. That one's going to, you know, forget that one. So it's just this position of power and honor in this world. And then Ivy Wild is, I feel like every maybe not every teen, but a lot of teens go through a moment where they say, I would love to be a pop star. I want to be, you know, huge. I just want everyone to know who I am, and I want to be performing for everyone. So it's very alluring. And I think I'm playing with this idea of, you know, what can seem alluring at first may come with a cost.
You are a former teacher at a private all-girls school. So I assume some of this comes from that experience.
It does. I mean, the students I taught were wonderful. They were brilliant. And like I said, I just sort of noticed what they were wearing and started thinking about them. And, you know, and maybe it's also because they were so articulate and intelligent. And I was like, these girls actually could be employed to dictate trends. And it would, you know, it wouldn't be that far-fetched.
Well, where I was getting with the question is right, not that much of a stretch, but you were also noticing what the mothers were wearing.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I think the book also has a theme of wanting to look young, of sort of we want
right.
to perpetual youth. So I don't think it's anything new that, you know, a generation of middle-aged women are sort of trying to look a little bit younger. And God knows, you know, I'm guilty of that myself. But, I just sort of it was pronounced. Let's just say that. I was sort of like, wow, you really are, you know, dolled up to the nines for this parent-teacher conference. So, you know, that sort of got me thinking along those lines. But again, the parent community was wonderful as well.
The other thing on your bio that I find fascinating is you served as the associates of the Boston Public Library's writer in residence, during which time you wrote this novel. So I think it's really cool that a library has a writer in residence.
Isn't that amazing?
It's great.
The fellowship was started 11 years ago. There have been 11 of us, and we get an office, and we get 9 months and a salary to write the novel, and it has to be a children's novel or a children's or young adult audience. So it's just, you know, the associates are this nonprofit organization that wanted to show their commitment to literature and to children's literature specifically, and they do so by, you know, you can't have published more than 3 books. I had published none, so I was a completely, you know, raw talent, I guess, untested, and they gave me this opportunity, and I will say it, having to go into an office every day and kind of report and sit down and write taught me how to be a writer. It taught me how to, you know, just get up and shake off a bad writing day the day before and get back at it. And I've completed the novel there, and now I know I can complete a novel because I, you know, I did it. So it was invaluable.
Meanwhile, however, your credits are pretty impressive. You teach children's literature at Boston University. You earned your MFA in writing for children, and you're a graduate from Yale, Columbia, and Simmons College. So there's a lot to the background.
There are, yeah. I mean, sure, it all, you know, I majored in literature at Yale, so it started there, and, you know, but that's how a novel grows, right?
Sure.
It's your whole life experience, right?
And you put it together. The name of the novel is Material Girls. Revolution never goes out of style is what it says in the front jacket of the book. It's a novel by Elaine Demopoulos. It's published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. Elaine Demopoulos, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Joe, for having me. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Again, the title of the book, Material Girls by Elaine Demopoulos. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.